services this week. Maybe when you've heard the tape that you could ask some of the boys if they would like to listen to it. And in this small way, darling, you would be witnessing. See, there's so many different ways to witness for our Lord and our Savior. And I just know if it means as much to us here at home, it means or will mean even that much more to all of y'all. I just really wish that you could be here to hear them, to hear the choir, and to hear the congregational singing. Well, yesterday, Novan, Bert, and Paulette, and Terry, and I all went to Amarillo to shop, and oh, it was just as cold as blue blazes. And we were really surprised when Bert walked in yesterday morning, because we really didn't look for her to go, but of course we were really excited that and pleased that she had planned to go. Paulette just acted like she had such a good time, and I just really hope that she really did. As you know, I think I've told you that Paulette has had emotional trouble in the past, and she just seems to be coming even more and more out of it since I went to work there, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but I do hope in some small way that I have helped her. She and Carlton used to attend the Baptist church very regularly, but I don't know, after she had this trouble, will they stop coming? And she is really one to pray about and think about and be a witness to each day that I work with her. I try to go about it very subtly and casually, as a friend to friend, not to push anything on her, but to talk about our class meetings and our Sunday school class, because she knows everybody in it since she has been in there before. We just shopped and shopped yesterday, and I just bought so many, many things, but nothing really of a goodie, like shoes or clothes or anything like that, but things for the bathroom that I needed, like lotion, and I bought some baby powder and baby lotion, and some tongs to use to get the things out of the boiling water when I'm sterilizing the baby bottles and stuff like this. And really, that was about all for the baby. I do need a mattress protector, but they don't have them at the PX, so I'm going to get one at Penny's. And so after my mattress protector and some more diapers, well, I'm just all set. Excuse me, goodness. And I went out to the PX while everybody else shopped downtown yesterday afternoon right after lunch for a while. I took Nova's car, and oh, it was so nice to drive such a nice airtight car, and one that drove so smoothly and everything. She didn't want to take old Blue after I had it all cleaned up and everything Friday, but anyway, it was probably better that we did take their Oldsmobile, and I told her I'd trade with her just any day, but she only laughed at me. The PX was just cram-packed full of people, but I did manage to get a few things that I needed out there. I got two crib sheets for 85 cents, which the very cheapest that you can buy them is about $1. And I picked up some stationery that I needed very desperately, which is kind I got we'd been looking at downtown, $3 a box, and I got it for $1.30 out there. Can you imagine? And I just kind of looked around and got you some Christmas goodies, which I can't tell you what that was. And I bought me some film, colored film, which was 90 cents, which is a lot cheaper, and flash cubes. And something's wrong with that camera. I bought new batteries, but that's not it, because Mother's always had trouble with the flash attachment. And I got new flash cubes and new batteries, and it still won't work right, so I just gave up on that idea. And maybe tomorrow I'll get that film back that I sent off last week, surely, because it just went to Lubbock, so I can mail you some pictures of your most beautiful, adorable wife. And let's see, what else? Nova got some things for Christmas. I think what we're going to do this year is draw names and exclude Bert and Dot, because we will all want to get them something apiece, but other than that, well, all of us will draw names, which will make it so much better. I was just so grateful that Nova and Liz were for this idea, because it just becomes so commercialized and, I don't know, so hard to buy, and especially like us that we can't afford to get too much, and it really just really will help an awful, awful lot. Mother sent me up a coat of hers to wear, because none of mine will button except my suede coat, and I had taken it to the cleaners to be cleaned, and that was last Monday, and it won't be ready till this next Monday. And have you gotten your packages that I mailed to you? Usually mailing them Sam takes no longer than 10 days, so I figured that maybe by now that you have it, because I mailed it last Saturday. We'll get it the first part of this week. And I'm still flashing your letters, excuse me, your pictures that you sent to everybody, and Bert took them with her yesterday when she went back to Oakton and showed them to Ronnie and to Liz and to Doc. And I think your folks were planning on leaving with Joe and Jewel this probably next Wednesday, and they told me that if at all possible they'd come into the revival tomorrow night because they have heard Bo and Dick before, one time in Dallas, and they were really wanting to hear them. And then Ronnie's coming back in next weekend, so Liz won't be alone, and they're going to come and spend the weekend with us, so that'll be real, real nice. And let me see if I can think of anything else right off the moment, except I love you very, 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 very much. And I'm just so excited to hear if you've begun to get some of my tapes and how that you do enjoy them. I hope you really do. And, oh goodness, I just really can't. I've just got so much on my mind that I can't think. So I'll just tell you that I love you so very, very much, Elsa. And you just mean so much to my life. You'll just never know. And I know how much you love me and how much you miss me. And that's such a wonderful feeling to know that we are so close and that we love each other, respect and admire each other so much. And soon we'll have a little baby to cuddle and to just think. It'll be something the two of us have created together, darling. And I hope we have many, many more. I really, really do. I just hope that we will be good parents and that we will raise our children in the very best possible way, that we'll have a Christian home, and that there will be the love of God there. Well, so he's done so much for our lives. He means so much to me, and I want him just to mean just as much to you. You get to get to know him and to love him, and that we together might share a wonderful Christian home together. I know, darling, that you are a Christian. Anybody could tell that, and that you do love the Lord just as I do. And this makes me so very, very glad to know that I have a husband such as this that wants to share things with me, that can talk things out with me, and that loves me so very, very much. Just don't ever forget how much I love you. Just thank you so much for what you do mean to my life. I just don't know what I'd do without you. And I know that you don't know what you'd do without me. It's such a wonderful, warm feeling down deep inside to know that I never have to worry about being able to trust you or anything like this, because I love you so much and you love me so much and God is in our love. This is something that I just know, that you are my husband and that love is there, and that there's never any doubt in my mind about you. And I know that's the way that you feel about me. This to me is truly love. Well, I'm about to run out of tape, but I'm bound and determined that on this tape I'm going to get to say goodnight to you, and I love you so very, very much. And please write just as often as you can and take the very, very best of care of yourself. And when you begin to get down in the dumps or blue, just remember my love for you and our baby. And just think, it won't be long to rest and recuperation, and then it sure won't be long till you get to come home.